Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along then to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview, looking ahead to the card at Navan on Sunday on this edition of the Preview. Sam Norris here with you, and I'm joined as ever on the line by our Irish racing guru, Andy Holding, to preview the action. How are you today, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, we seem to be doing these podcasts early and early. I did one at 8:30 the other morning for the early starts. It's rather catching us out a bit.
Early starts.
Watching asleep from our eyes as we're doing it.
Yeah, indeed. But at least there's early finishes to go with it as well, especially on
Sundays.
Yeah,
there's always an upside, isn't there?
Yeah, looking forward to the card and having today. A couple of good races.
Absolutely, yeah, should be good. Massive field. I mean, we've been starved of runners in this side of the Irish Sea, but not the case in Ireland. They've had no racing there all week over jumps, and that's pretty much reflected in the field sizes. 30 runner maximum field in the first. The best race of the day, of course, comes in the 12:55, the Grade 2. But, yeah, lots of difficult-to-solve races because of the numerical sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll dive straight in into that first race. Comes at 11:55 on Sunday. This one, a maiden hurdle run over 2 mile and 30 runners in a maiden, Andy. I mean, where do you start with this one?
Well, the starting point is definitely Fort Smith, a horse that I tipped on the podcast two starts back here at this track when he finished second at that as well, behind a horse called McKinley, who was a worthy winner on the day. Prior to that, he'd run well in a good handicap and a good speed figure. That's why I wanted to get him. He ran respectably here again next time out in a Grade 2 behind Freak Special. Podcasters will know that I do rate that form because Rock the World, who was third in that race, he went on to win for us nice and comfortably last Sunday. So he probably sets the benchmark with a rating of 123. You chuck into the mixing pot the likes of Grecian Tiger, who've obviously got good form on the flat and has got a bit of form over hurdles, and most predominantly, a horse I absolutely adore, and I suggest that podcasters, A, back him each way today, and B, follow him for the rest of his career, because I do think this horse is going to be useful, particularly when he jumps fences, and that's a horse called Doomsday Book. I don't think we'll see the best of this horse until he's probably racing on good ground and he's jumping fences, but I still think he's good enough to at least get into the mix today because of his qualities. He ran a nice race last time out. I ran a track which probably wouldn't have played into his strengths. That tight circumference of Wexford would have been no good for him. The ground was bottomless as well that day. Although the ground's not exactly ideal for him, still, it is only yielding to soft over in Navan. I think they'll be much better for him today. He's a lovely moving horse. But like I say, when you look at him, he's a grand stamp of a thing. And I think Hemi de Bromhead and his connections will have lots and lots of fun over the years with him. So out of sheer loyalty, really, or more looking for the future with a horse that I suggest we follow, Doomsday Book each way in the first.
Okay, Doomsday Book in the first one for Andy at 11:55. Next up on the card is the 12:25. This one, a handicap hurdle at 2 miles the trip. And again, a big field here, Andy. 22 runners. Who's standing out to you?
Yeah, difficult race this. I'll probably have two against the field. A couple of horses that have run well at the track recently would do for me. The first of them is Ludge Dineen. I went for this horse here last time out. I didn't think Brian Cooper gave this horse a particularly good ride. He got him in a bit of a mess. He got him in a pocket, and he never really got into a challenging position that day. So we probably can best forget that run, albeit he did run respectively, finishing 6 of 22. But it's his run the time before, which I think is the standout piece of form. That run behind Harvey Logan, who runs later on in the card and has subsequently shot up through the ratings. I think if he can run to that level, then he's definitely got a chance of hitting the frame. Gordon Elliott's horses, of course, are in fantastic form. And he's around about a 9-10-1 shot on the early shows this morning, one or two firms have gone up early. So he's the number one choice. And I definitely have to put in a good word for Black Spot On as well. The horse was a bit quirky. He's rather got a mind of his own. I remember one day before he won at Leopardstown, he actually bolted before the race and ran amok in the parade ring. So he's definitely a little bit, he hasn't got both paddles in the water, that horse. But decent run last time out at Punchestown behind a pair of brown eyes. Again, another good race on the speed figures. And he's also got form at a similar track to this as well at Nace the time before when he won. So he's another one who's in consistent form and he's likely to run his race. So two against the field there, both in form, Ludge Dineen and Black Spot On.
Fair enough, Lusdenine and Black Spot on in that one. And for Andy in the 12:25. Next up at 12:55, we have a Grade 2 novice hurdle, ran over 2.5 miles. And this one rather bucks the trend in terms of field size, gone from 30 runners, 22 runners to just the 5 runners in this one. Shane Till leads the mark at the time of recording at odds of 8-13. It's 9-4 for No More Heroes. Pulled Muscle, 9-1. Couleur France is 11-1. And the outside of the 5 is Chantou Flyer at 14-1. Small field here, Andy, but they all look decent types.
They are, yeah. A lot of them have graduated and worked their way up from humble beginnings. And they all have got a bright future, particularly No More Heroes. He's a horse I rate quite highly, and so does Gordon Elliott. I think he's another horse who we're going to be seeing the best of in a year or two's time down the line when he's jumping fences. Certainly deserves a shot at a Grade 2, of course. Free Expressions won at the last meeting here in a similar race, so Gordon's obviously already got an eye on what it takes to win a race like this. But he's up against, I'm afraid, a formidable opponent in the shape of Shane Till today. I expect probably to win this race en route to having a tilt at the Cheltenham Festival again next season. He won this race last year with Briar Hill, so he's obviously already highlighted at the Son of King's Theatre as a similar type to his other stable companion. And he's probably the classiest horse in the field, having won, of course, the champion bump at the Punchestown Festival after finishing second at the Cheltenham equivalent behind Silver Concord. The ground should be fine for him. He didn't jump all that fluently on his debut at Ferryhouse. I still think he's got plenty of room to manoeuvre in that department, but he should be winning this, really. He's the class act of the race. I suggest, however, we look beyond Shane's Hill here and play in the without the favourite market, because I think we might get a bit of a turn-up here for the second place, and this is the angle I want to come in on this race here. Chantou Flyer is the horse I'm going to put up the outside of the field. Certainly think he's going to be underestimated here, but he shouldn't be, because he chased home the aforementioned Free Expression here on the 23rd of November, and I do think that race is a sound piece of form. The time of the race is excellent, and Chantou Flyer really put it up to the favourite that day. He made him work very, very hard, and he certainly outrun his odds. He outrun his rating as well of 127. I think he's a good bit better than that. And the third horse, as we know, won the other day, rocked the world. So I'm pretty confident that he's going to run his race here, Chantou Flyer. I'm not saying he'll beat the favourite, but if we bet without the favourite, then we should have a good price about Chantou Flyer. He's likely to be the outsider four in that market, and I definitely think he's worth a small go.
OK, Chantou Flyer in that one. Betting without the favourite is available on this race already, and Chantou Flyer is a 6-1 shot for that one. Next up then at 1:30, it's the big race of the day, the Grade B handicap hurdle, a 2.5 mile journey this one, and we bet like this. It's Light Duties head of the market at 4-1, 11-2 for Dara Tango. Harvey Logan is 6-1, it's 13-2 for Roll It Out, and 12s bar. Looks a red hot handicap this one.
Yeah, nasty race this. Certainly think there's going to be plenty of market activity surrounding two shrewdish trainers in Ireland here in handicaps. Of course, Charles Burns already landed a couple of punts with his Light Duties. Still could be potentially well treated. But he is away from his beloved Punchestown, a track where it's obviously played into his strengths. And he's now £13 higher than when he won last time out. So things are getting a little bit more tougher for that Son of Mountain High. Dara Tango's the other one. Tony Martin, of course, synonymous with punts in handicap hurdles. And this horse ran a blinder last time out in that fixed brush race at Haydock, form of which has already been advertised by the second Big Easy, just getting beat by Ulzana's Road the other day at Cheltenham. He travelled really smoothly in that race. He probably just didn't quite get the trip. He's now dropping back to 2.5. And, of course, Ruby Walsh has been booked. So I think he'll probably be favourite, and he's a worthy one at that. We also throw into the mix Harvey Logan, a horse who is very much on the upgrade, comes from a yard in great form, and he's got course form already behind, last time out when he won over 2 miles. He certainly stayed on strongly enough to suggest he should be fine with 2.5 miles. And the other one to mention as well is Jenny's Jewel, a horse that is often been tipped by yours truly here on many occasions on the podcast. She's an incredibly consistent mare, and I didn't really fancy her the last day because I didn't think she jumped well on her chasing debut at Clonmel to be considering her winning a Grade 3, but she did just that. And she absolutely slammed her field very easily. She's back over hurdles, but that shouldn't put you off. She's got loads of good form here at Navan in the past in these kind of events. So I think Jenny's Jewel will certainly outrun her odds here. She's around about 12-14-1 this morning. And even though there are other sexier improving horses around, I'm pretty sure Jenny's Jewel will be there or thereabouts.
Okay, Jenny's Jewel for Andy in the 130, available at 12-1 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. Next up on the card is the 205 race. This one, a beginner's chase, ran over 2 mile and 1 furlong. 19 runners line up here. Who gets the selection?
Well, I'm probably going to have to go for lots of memories here. A horse that many podcasters will know I hold in high regard. He certainly ran an excellent race on his chasing debut, not to knock that theory into touch, when he was runner-up behind Band of Blood in a decent event down in Cork. And of course, Band of Blood has run well subsequently in a graded race. You can forget his last run, even though he looked like winning it on the home turn. He stopped very abruptly turning into the home straight, and I thought, God, what happened there? But subsequent findings told us that this horse broke a blood vessel during that race. Obviously, he was hampered quite severely in the latter stages of the race. He is racing left-handed today, and I'm not sure whether he's better off going right-handed, but I think this horse has got a ton of class. The ground should be ideal for him today, and I think he's definitely worth an interest. Against the favourite, Jerry Donner, of course, there's a big expectations hanging over him. Willie Mullins wrote a nice piece about him yesterday in his Racing Post column, suggesting that this horse has got a bright future, but obviously he's going to be a short price. Just have a look at another one as well at a price, a horse called Diceos. He probably ran in the best novice chase so far this season in Ireland when he was fourth behind Vator in a very strongly run race here over 2 mile one. Claire Camo was second as advertised the form. He's up in trip, Diceos. We don't really know whether sorry, he's not up in trip. Of course, this is 2 mile one again. He should be absolutely fine. I do think he's going to be overpriced, but I'm a massive fan of Lots of Memories. If you can back him each way, he might be about 9 or 2, 4 to 1 this morning. He'd certainly do for me.
Okay, then, Lots of Memories. The selection in that one, the 2:05. Next up, then, at 2:35 is the Foxrock Handicap Chase. At 2.5 miles, the trip here. 13 runners will contest this chase. Abbey Lane is the 9-2 favourite this morning with us here. Fever Pitch is 6-1. It's 7-1 for King Vuvuzela. A Up Charlie is 8-1, and it's 10s bar those. Anyone standing out here?
Well, Abbey Lane looks the form choice, doesn't it, really? That run the other day in the Drinmore, the good race. The Drinmore winner took part in Vossel Lido. Probably is the pick, and he was going really strongly in that particular event. I think he's going to be a strong choice here for many. But I've got a funny feeling that Gordon Elliott could hold sway here. He's got two very lightly raced young horses who've been running in seriously good novice chases that could figure in this particular race off their current handicap marks. Azenboy Premier is one of them, of course. Very consistent animal. He was third the other day in Cork on ground that probably wouldn't have suited him. That ground was horrible that day, really deep. And I thought he ran really well the time before. He comes out one of my speed figures off that Alici Inouye run at Punchestown on much quicker ground. That was a grade three. If Gordon Elliott thinks his horse is up to grade three standard, he's certainly got to be running well here off a mark of 132, only carrying 9 stone 13. As I said, the ground isn't too bad today at Navan. He'd certainly been my number one choice. He's an amazing price this morning, around about 10-12 to 1. And Riverside City's the other one that catches the eye. He finished sixth in that really good race down in Garen the other day. It was won by Don Polly. The speed figure was very good. Wounded Warrior, the second, has won subsequently. And he's another one lurking down the foot of the weights. He's only carrying 9-11. So I think Gordon Elliott has got a couple of really nice chances here, particularly if they're very strong in the market this morning. So I'm going to go with those two, Azenboy Premier and Riverside City.
Okay, the couple there for Andy for Gordon Elliott. Azenboy Premier is a 10-1 shot at the time of recording, and Riverside City is available at 11-1. Next up then, at 3:05, we have a novice chase ran over 2.5 miles. This one, 8 runners will go down to go to post. Anyone standing out here?
Yeah, quite like the doorman here. Mouse Maris is 5 yard. Big, strong, strapping son of King's Theatre. Always going to make a chaser. Ran okay over hurdles, but the bigger obstacles are definitely what he's been waiting for. He beat a horse called Company Coming, who ran well yesterday at Tremor, and he did the job in consummate ease. He's always travelling well, always jumping well in the hands of Mark Walsh, and got the job done in pretty easy fashion. This doesn't a particularly strong novice's chase, albeit there are one or two nice promising horses in there, including Sizing Cole, who makes his debut over fences for Jim Draper. I think he's going to be a horse worth mentioning in these kind of events in the future, but certainly think the doorman's got enough experience and enough quality to be justifying his favourite, justifying his position in the market in the 3:05.
Okay, then, the doorman in that one for Andy, backing him to follow up on his victory at Thurles last time out. The final race of the day then comes up at 3:35. We have a listed bumper to close the card. This one down as the future champions flat race. Any of these look like future champions to you, Andy?
Oh, most definitely. Bordini. Hugely impressed with him when he won on his Royals debut at Punchestown. He went into that race, of course, with a big reputation. And he didn't let his supporters down when making all the running in the hands of Paddy Mullins. He strode comfortably clear to win, as easy as you like, beating a horse that was also strongly fancied on the day called Falcon's Crest. There was a big tip going around for that one. I think connections with that were absolutely gutted that they didn't win. That's probably one of the reasons why we got a price that day about Bordini, but he's going to be a bit shorter today. We're probably looking at 4 to 6, 8 to 11. But that shouldn't put us off. I think Paddy Mullins will ride a similar race. He can just go out and ride a tactical race from the front. I know Willie Mullins really likes him as well. He was glowing in his appraisal of this beast in his column yesterday, suggesting that he's going to have more than a decent chance of taking that event. He's up against some nice horses, Attribution, Moscow Magic, Rock the Moor. They've all got promise for the future, and they're all nice types, but I'm not sure they're going to be good enough to cope with Bordini, who should round off what could be a decent day for Willie Mullins.
OK then, Bordini in the last Randy in that listed bumper. If you just spin us through them one more time, please, Andy, your selections for Navan on Sunday.
Well, do, yeah, not some nice horses running today. None more so than Doomsday booking the first. I think he's probably one of the horses I'm most interested in going forward from today's card. I suggest we back him each way. In the second race, two against the field, Black Spot On and Luds Dineen, who run the track well. I'm going to go with Shantou Flyer against the favourite in the 12:55. I think he's formed behind Free Expression. He's certainly good enough for him to run a decent enough race there. That 1:30 is an absolute belter, but I'd have to go with Jenny's Jewel each way. She's in form and she loves the track and goes well in these big, strongly run handicaps. I'm a massive fan of Lots of Memories. I'm not going to desert him. I'm going to give him one more go in the 2:05. In the 2:35, two against the field of both the Gordon Elliott horses down the foot of the way, Tazenboy Premier and Riverside City. Maris Morris is the doorman. Looked a nice horse when he won the other day in Thurles and should take a strong hand in that 3:05. And then the final race, Bordini, a look the part on debut. Let's hope he builds his reputation even further by winning the listed race.
OK, there we are then, Andy Holding on Navan's action on Sunday. You can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 11:45. Bringing you the whole of the Navan card, also the domestic racing from Carlisle and Southall with Mark Walton and James Millman in the William Hill Racing Radio studio. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and I hope you enjoy the action today from Navan.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.